following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hey, very good Tuesday evening, everybody. Darren Boyle going to have to take the night off here tonight. That's okay. We'll get him rested for the state girls basketball tournament this weekend. I'm Brian Oakland pitching in to help out as we'll see if we can't get a local team to make it to the South Dakota State B boys basketball tournament. It is SODAC 16 night for classes A and B. We've got a big B matchup here with the number 12 seed Lyman Raiders taking on the Aberdeen Christian Knights. They are the number 5 seed in the SODAC 16. We welcome you to the Huron Arena. Brian Oakland with play-by-play and John Neff back in studio. We'll have Caleb Rozek outside doing the live video streaming courtesy of Live Tickets, and that'll be available as well on the KPLO page of the DRG News app and the DRGNews.com website. Looking forward to it. The Raiders come in with a record of 16-6, a finalist out of Region 7B. Aberdeen Christian just 3 losses on the season as they're a finalist out of Region 1B. Both of these teams made it to the State B basketball tournament a year ago. Lyman did finish in 8th. Aberdeen Christian as a 7th seed went all the way to the championship before losing to eventual champion DeSmet. So they both want to get back there, but only one will make it after this one is said and done tonight. Coverage of the Lyman Raiders on KPLO in the SODAC 16s being made possible by the folks of Kennebec Telephone, Halverson Oil, BJ's Food Center, and Room and Ag, by Dakota Prairie Bank, Dakota Land Bird Seed, Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, KPI Insurance, Statewide Ag, Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Ready Mix, and Byree Brothers, with announcements throughout as well from the South Dakota High School Activities Association, who reminds us, by the way, that the broadcast of this playoff game is being authorized by special arrangement of the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. This game broadcast will also be brought to you in part by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and by the Jet Lanes and Presho. And our broadcast brought to you within the broadcast by the Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency and Peer, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, by Right Seeds, by Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and by Darren Boyle Sales. Keep up to date with the scores of tonight's game, the Darren Boyle Sales, with the end of each quarter break, and that is sponsored by Darren Boyle Sales. The lot full of farm machinery, new and used, is on Sail Barn Road in Fort Pierre and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. So we'll get you all set here as we take an opening 3-minute timeout, and we'll come back, set the scene for you a little bit further. We'll have a coach's comment with keys to success with head coach Cooper Garnos of the Lyman Raiders, and we'll kind of look at things from what we know about their opponent tonight, the Aberdeen Christian Knights, as well, with keys to success, all of that, and starting lineups. And we'll take a look at the other SODAC 16 matchups coming up around South Dakota tonight, both classes A and B. A whole lot coming up in our Potsdam State Farm pregame show beginning in 3 minutes as you follow the Lyman Raiders in the SODAC 16, 94.5 KPLO and DRGNews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena, and welcome to our Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame show. I'm Brian Oakland as we bring you coverage of the number 5 and number 12 seeds going at it in the SODAC 16. Aberdeen Christian and the Lyman Raiders here in the Huron Arena. There actually will be a second game coming up here at the arena later on. Of course, not covered right here on KPLO, but live ticket will be streaming that, just so you know. That'll be the top seed, Desmet Bulldogs, the returning champions. They'll take on number 16 seed, Chester Area. Here's the rest of the schedule of the SODAC 16 in South Dakota for Class B tonight. The 2 seed are the Lower Brule Sioux. They're in Chamberlain tonight as they take on number 15 seed, Viberg Hurley. Lower Brule trying to get back to the state tournament, as is, as usual, White River. The third seed Tigers are in Kadoka tonight as they will take on number 14 seed, Harding County. Potter County is up in Redfield this evening as well. The Battlers are the 4 seed. They'll take on Ethan in a game that'll be covered on KMLO 100.1, 100.7 FM on stations of DRG Media Group. And we're the 5-12 game. Also, the 6-11 game is here in Huron, a little bit north of here, though, at James Valley Christian High School. The 6th seed is Freeman Academy Marion, and they're taking on the Timberlake Panthers, who come in as the number 11 seed. That is on DRG Media Group's Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School hosting number 7, Platte Gettys, as we wish the Black Panthers best of luck against number 10, Wabe Summit. And in the Corn Palace in Mitchell, a good battle, number 8, Burke, as they are going for a state tournament berth as well. They'll take on the Castlewood Warriors. There you go. It almost escaped me. That's the 8-9 matchup. Those are the Class B games. Class A's got games going on. By the way, did you notice all of the KPLO listening area teams that, or at least the teams within the sound of our voices who are playing tonight, in addition to Lyman? You've got Platte Gettys and Burke and Potter County, White River, Lower Brule, all with potential state tournament berths, and we're following Timberlake on DRG Media Group as well. So, good luck to all of those teams. Hopefully we'll have a full house in the state tournament next weekend. Meanwhile, Class A games, the top seed is unbeaten Dakota Valley. They're playing Madison, the 16 seed, in Beersford tonight. Stanley County, the 15 seed, goes out to Rapid City. They'll take on St. Thomas More. in the 2:15 game. St. Tommy Moore, the 2 seed, that game on KGFX AM this evening, 103.1 FM. The Winter Warriors are the 3 seed as they're in Kadoka. They'll be the late game after White River and Harding County tonight. Winter taking on Red Cloud this evening. Flandreau is the 4 seed. They get Clark Willow Lake in Madison tonight. The Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls hosting number 5 T Area and number 12 Sioux Falls Christian. That game after a matchup that has number 7 Sioux Valley against number 10 Hanson in Class A. In Redfield after the Potter County game, number 6 Groton will take on Mount Vernon Plankton, and out west in Wall, Rapid City Christian battles number the 9 seed Lakota Tech. So there's your schedule of games that are going on in the SODAC 16s in Classes B and A throughout South Dakota tonight. Hey, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety on your way to and from high school sporting events and hopefully to the state basketball tournaments is reminding us as they celebrate being a part of a team, snow means slow. Slow down and drive for the conditions and make sure you buckle up too. From the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, we pause for 2 minutes in our keys to success with head coach Cooper Garnos of the Lyman Raiders coming up next here in the SODAC 16 from the Huron Arena on KPLO and DRGnews.com.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you. Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
The keys to success in SODAC 16 for Class B and for the Lyman Raiders and their head coach Cooper Garnos off of a couple of nice wins, coach, in your region, Crazy Horse, and really a good ball game I think you had the other night with the Phillips Scotties, and those are the types of games from that you like to have, I think, in a Phillip team that's young and up and coming that you need to be pushed as you get deeper into the postseason, but you found a way to kind of stretch the margin and win that one in the end.
I agree. They're both good games. Crazy Horse had a lot of length, and even though it ended up 27 points at one point, I think in the middle of the third quarter, it was a five-point game. And then the Phillip team, definitely a very good group of young men. They're up and coming. They had an outstanding season, and they'll have most everybody back next year. But we matched up pretty evenly with them, and one of the things, we were talking about earlier, down the stretch, I thought we did some good things down the stretch. We had some structure. We used the time and got really good shots for us. And then on the flip side, the defensive end against Phil, I thought we had some good stops down the stretch too. So with those two things, we were fortunate to come out on top.
You're trying to make it back to the state tournament. You were there last year. You've got that experience. Maybe that was a big advantage to you in those region games.
Now you're facing an Aberdeen Christian team that was there last year. They went to the final, and now the experience is kind of a wash. You just have to go out and make plays.
I definitely agree with, you know, within the region, you know, we maybe had a little more experience, especially where we went last year to the state tournament, being fortunate enough to get there and play there. But our matchup tonight against Aberdeen Christian, without a doubt, they were in the championship game last year. I think they bring back either three or four starters from that team last year. Very, very good team. So it will, like you said, the experience factor will kind of wash itself out possibly in that respect. We've both teams have been there and done that. And, you know, it's who's going to make the plays down the stretch here tonight.
What is Aberdeen Christian looking like this year from what you've been able to see?
You know what? I've seen them in person down at the Corn Palace about a month and a half ago, which, you know, teams change, of course, you know, over the last 4 to 6 weeks. And, you know, watched a bunch of film on them. Very skilled players. They have a lot of length. They have a lot of quickness. Maybe not, you know, they're probably playing six or seven guys, but overall, really, really good shooting team, and they can shoot the three ball. So that would be one of the keys is to, you know, contest all three-point shots, run them off the three-point line. That will be a little piece of the puzzle. And then what's on the flip side of usually long shots, you get long rebounds. Where you have to rebound, you got to chase down basketballs.
Well, you got to cover all points on that half court, too. I mean, and obviously, if you're going to over-pursue on the outside, I'm sure they'll, like Lyman can as well, they'll get you on the inside, too.
Right. I mean, they have a nice mix there, and, you know, we're just going to have to play an overall, you know, really good game defensively, really have good help defense, and be prepared to make adjustments as the game goes on, whether it's a little zone here or there. And then on the offensive side, we have to be patient, but we have to attack too. That is, I've always thought, one of the great equalizers in basketball. When you get somebody in foul trouble or get a team in foul trouble, it can be, you know, one of the equalizers. So that will be a goal of ours too. You know, be patient, yet attack. We have to keep our turnovers low, and we have to play at a very high level.
How about tempo? Do you want a fast-paced game against this team, or do you really want to control the tempo, kind of keep the score down a bit?
You know, it's probably going to be a mix. I mean, there are opportunities. We're athletic enough, and we've done well on occasion when we've, you know, pushed the basketball. But the key for us, if we do push it, we can't turn it over a bunch of times. You know, what I've seen from them, too, it's a lot of half court. But, again, I've seen times where they'll look to push it up the court, too. So I think the tempo might be, you know, maybe good for both teams. It's not like, you know, you run into some teams, it's just high tempo. We want to push. I think both teams are, you know, will have to be smart when they do it. I think both teams will probably do it, but it's going to have to be a pick and choose and make sure we, you know, for us, you know, not turning the basketball over, getting good shot.
Good point about being smart. To me, you know, a lot of teams get through their region with some easier games than what you're going to face tonight. And the focus and the mental part of this game becomes of utmost importance in addition to everything physical and tangible that you'll be doing on the court.
Without a doubt. And you'd mentioned, you know, the experience earlier. I'm hoping that helps mentally. We've been there, done that in a lot of big games, and obviously they have too. But it's making smart decisions, knowing when to shoot and not to shoot, and how much time to take off the clock, and knowing this is the situation of the game, of the quarter, et cetera, to make sure that, you know, we need to play our game. But obviously Aberdeen Christian will say the same. They play a certain type of style, and they'll want to do that.
Other keys to success against the Knights tonight?
I think, you know, we're going to have to rebound really well. I think we're going to have to, you know, really keep our turnovers down. We have to do those extra little things. You know, when you look down the score sheet, did we pick up two or three charges? Did we, on the 50-50 balls, were we actually 80-20% on those, doing those little things? And, you know, I always say, whether it's a first grader, 12th grader, or professional basketball players, you know, we got to make plays. Somebody's got to make plays.
Now, time to play your best game of the year, Coach.
Yes.
Good luck tonight.
Very
all right.
Good. Appreciate everything.
Cooper Garnas, the head coach of the Lyman Raiders. Coach's comments and keys to success in our broadcast, by the way, are sponsored by May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, as we'll hear from them. And we've got the starting lineups coming up, but our final minutes of our pregame countdown is coming up as well. Let's hear from May Adam Law Firm in our starting lineups coming up next here on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avira Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avira. Learn how to begin at avira.org/now.
Avira Orthopedics sponsors the naming of tonight's starting lineups, as we'll get into those, trying to decide and decipher if they're going to do our national anthem first. Turns out they will, so we'll have those Avira Orthopedics starting lineups after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the SODAC 16 on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Back again in the Huron Arena, our Potsdam State Farm pregame show continues. Here are the starting lineups, again sponsored by Avira Orthopedics out of the Pierre facility. And for the Lyman Raiders, starting at guard is Sam McClanahan, the 6-foot senior, along with Stockton McClanahan, a 6'3 senior. Forwards include Isaac Thomas, a 6'1 senior, Colton Collins, a 6'1 senior, and in the middle, Toby Estes, a 6'7 senior. Don't be fooled by the frame. He can shoot him from the outside just as well as anybody. Also, Collins, McClanahan, Thomas, and Estes, the starting five for the Lyman Raiders, the number 12 seed out of Region 7B, 16-6 on the season. Head coach Cooper Garnos, assisted by Matt Collins and Sean McClanahan. Their opponent tonight, the Aberdeen Christian Knights, look like this: at Andrew Brennan, a 5'9" junior guard, along with Jackson Isaacson, a good one, 6'3" and a junior. Ethan Russell is a forward at 6'6" and a junior. Actually, third guard will be Malik Weaker, a 6-foot junior. And another forward will be Caden Clark, a junior at 6'3". So a pretty young lineup, and no seniors on this one for the Aberdeen Christian Knights. Brennan, Isaacson, Russell, Weaker, and Clark are the starting five. David Rohrbach is the head coach, assisted by Jared Becker and Sam Palmer, the Avera Orthopedics starting lineups. The other starting lineup is the naming of today's game officials, and Matt Clark, Greg Blue, Dennis Hines are our Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Got it. That went in quickly. Thanks to them for doing a thankless job, as we are now underway as the Lyman Raiders control the opening tip, but pass inside, tipped and stolen by Malik Weaker of Aberdeen Christian. Opening tip sponsored by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick in Ocoma. Your friends at Riverview Chevrolet and Buick. You can come in for an oil change. There's a three ball, by the way, no good. Weaker gets an offensive rebound. The miss for Jackson Isaacson, working it inside, but a takeaway on an intercept from Toby Estes, and the Raiders will get it back. Stop in for an oil change or major service, or just to take a test drive. They'll pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins, too, and treat you like family. So look them up at RiverviewFamily.com. Riverview Chevrolet and Buick of Ocoma. Ryan Oakland with a play-by-play. Lyman on their second possession. A pull-up, two rims in and out. No good for Sam McClanahan from the half circle. Good shot. It would not go. We're still scoreless. 1 minute going by here. As you watch this one on the KPLO page of the DRG News app or drgnews.com, you'll find us up in the crow's nest in the Huron Arena, looking the length of the floor in this one. Good penetration on the baseline. The shot up and good. Feed from Weaker and scored by Caden Clark, as the Knights will strike first. Aberdeen Christian, the home team, on the scoreboard, wearing home white with maroon numbers and silver trim. Lyman's in road black, the visitors on the scoreboard with their red numbers and white and red piping and trim. Working it down to the corner for the Raiders, Stockton McClanahan surveying. Here's a shot up for Isaac Thomas, and that will be good. Heels on the arc as Thomas hits a perimeter jumper. First bucket down for the Raiders, and a 2-2 tie early on. Isaacson sets things up for Aberdeen Christian, heading far court to near. Lyman will head the other way when they have the basketball here in the first half. Isaacson up top to Russell. Penetrating, backing his way in. Nice spin move. Fade away. Jumper is good as he falls to his left side. Good move there for Ethan Russell, a 6'6 junior. Mentioned zero seniors on this Aberdeen Christian squad. They lost a couple from last year's team that went all the way to the state championship game. They lead 4-2. Thomas has it right side, up top, drives, wants to get it back to Estes, but threw it behind him. Picked up by the Knights. Lyman gets back well on defense, though. Free throw line, Clark on the move. The kick out on the move again is Brennan. He gets into a little bit of trouble. Loose ball on the floor, and boy, he keeps it alive. Got it to Caden Clark. Still plenty of time on the shot clock, too. Weaker goes right side to our left, in fact. Now a pass that gets away, but Weaker on the left wing picked it up. He'll pull up a three. That shot no good. Estes will rebound for the Raiders. Out of a messy possession. But Lyman gets the defensive stop, and they'll head the other direction, trailing 4-2. First quarter underway here in historic Huron Arena. A lot of great basketball has been played over the years in this very gym. Thomas on the top of the key, hands it off. Sam McClanahan, he'll step back, fire a three online, but off the front of the rim, no good. Good shot there, but he just needed a couple more Wheaties for breakfast. Weaker gets his third rebound already. Still leading 4-2 are the Knights, heading in this direction. Weaker tries right. Nowhere to go. He'll take a screen. Penetrate. Kick out. This is Brennan for three. Much too strong. But a backside rebound. Pulled down by Caden Clark. He'll get it back up top. On the drive, Weaker, but a tipped pass. And then the Knights tip it up in the air. And I thought it was Aberdeen Christian knocking away out of bounds, but they will say it still remains with the Knights. That was anybody's ball. But Lyman loses this battle. Now with 4:04 to go here in the first quarter, Estes will knock away the inbound. That's a tough task to get it around Toby Estes. Arms outstretched. Caden Clark not going to try another inbound. They'll send Weaker to do the honors, and he'll go out to the wing. On the pass, he'll get it back, firing a three, left-handed shot, but that's a little strong as well. Estes rebounds, the Raiders head back the other direction. On the move is Thomas. But he picks his dribble up, kicks it back out to Collins on the wing. There's McClanahan moving. Nice move, but coming up short a little bit. And on that miss is Stockton McClanahan. Down again to Weaker and the Knights. 4-2. Both teams got a good start on their first couple of possessions, but scoring slowing just a little bit here. Three ball up top, right side. That's no good as Collins gets up high for the miss of Ethan Russell. First two for Aberdeen Christian, but missing on their last four or five now. Still 4-2 early on. Right side with it, Colton Collins. Stockton McClanahan to Isaac Thomas as they keep it around the perimeter up high. 15 on the shot clock, 3:05 in the first quarter game clock. Into the lane, Collins will put it up and in. Colton Collins found a spot he liked right in the middle of the paint. Puts the runner up and down, and it's 4-4. We tie again. 2:45 to go in a low-scoring first period. Oop, Clark gets free underneath, but he comes up short. Estes tips the rebound out top, controlled by the Knights, over for a three-ball left wing. It's no good. A break there for Lyman as McClanahan comes down with it. Aberdeen Christian seemingly a little jittery early on. Talked about experience with Coach Garnas before this game. Stepping back, but on the arc is good for two, and Stockton McClanahan putting the Raiders in front for the first time tonight, 6-4. Just trying to think, low-scoring games, well, that might prefer or might favor Lyman a little bit. We assume Aberdeen Christian to be kind of a fast-paced team. Here's a little drive. Shot up no good, too strong off the glass for Jackson Isaacson. The Raiders are the last to touch on this loose ball that hits the Lyman bench out of bounds. And with 2 minutes to go in a 6-4 ball game, Lyman try for another defensive stop. Give and go on the move, foul, and a basket will count. And to the free throw line will go Ethan Russell. That was a good job on that give and go, simple fundamental play, but Aberdeen Christian gets the basket to fall. We've got a 6-6 tie and a chance at a three-point play. Russell is good. Three for the Knights, and they'll take the lead back at 7-6. Foul went to Stockton McClanahan, his first. Caden Clark checking out for Aberdeen Christian. Blake Rich is a 6'4 sophomore. Yes, he'll be the first substitution in on this one. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding you that buzz driving is drunk driving. This is the Sodak 16 Class B Boys Basketball featuring the Lyman Raiders on KPLO 94.5 FM, Reliance and Chamberlain 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. And on drgnews.com, live streaming with the help of Live Ticket. Got a foul on the floor. As we were giving you that bit of legalese, Isaac Thomas drove and was too strong off the glass. And then on the near end, a foul that goes to Colton Collins. Nice play out of the inbound, feeding inside as Rich underneath to Jackson Isaacson. And he'll put a bunny up and good. So 5 in a row for Aberdeen Christian, has them on top now, 9-6. Buckle 5 to go here in the first quarter, and a little hand check going to be called against the Knights. This will be their first team foul. And the name and number of Malik Weaker will be noted as the guilty party. Toby Estes checking out for Lyman as Jacob Sazu, the 5'11 senior, coming in with experience off the bench, but obviously the Raiders get a much smaller lineup when they make that substitution. Here comes Collins. He gets around Weaker, but Russell with the block shot, not good enough. He'll be called for the foul. Then Colton Collins will go to the free throw line. Nice first step from a pretty good running back, but that also serves well on the basketball court. Russell's first personal, Collins to the stripe to shoot the first freebies for the Raiders. The first one swishes home. Collins with his third point cuts it to a two-point game, 9-7, with 54 seconds to play, quarter number one. Substitution for the Knights brings out Jackson Isaacson and Abe Holscher, a 6-foot junior, checking in. Collins, second free throw. That one will find its way down as well. Four for Colton. It's 9-8. The Knights on the move. Holscher on the baseline. Lost it. He dribbled it off of his leg. Picked up by Sazu. And up ahead in transition. Isaac Thomas got a man in the air, and it's Caden, or rather Ethan Russell, who comes down and is called for the foul, much to his disagreement. That's a big foul right there. Early in this game, second period, a second personal foul for the biggest player on the floor for Aberdeen Christian. And Isaac Thomas to the free throw line to shoot two. The first one is good. And another one coming. They already have Thomas with 6 points on the board, but the points they have on that board equals 12, and that's just not right. Thomas, another one good. 4 for 4 for the Raiders on the line. 4 points for Isaac Thomas is the correct number, and we have a 10-9 game. As the Raiders take the lead back, 30 seconds to go, quarter number one. Brian Oakland with a play-by-play tonight. Darren Boyle resting that beautiful singing voice of his. He'll cover White River girls basketball in the State B girls tournament coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week at the Watertown Civic Arena. 1:45 first game on Thursday as they battle against Corsica Stickney. Here's Holscher for three. Blocked shot by McClanahan. Now 3 seconds up ahead. A heave-ho from Sam McClanahan. He rushed that one a little bit. Didn't know how much time was left, but a good defensive play for the Raiders as we'll go to the second quarter on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard. It's the Raiders 10, Aberdeen Christian 9, in a low-scoring affair. Check out the lot of farm machinery, new and used, on Sale Barn Road at Darren Boyle Sales and online, too, at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 60-second break, our second quarter, coming up in the Sodak 16 from the Huron Arena, KPLO and DRGNews.com.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
Dakotaland Birdseed in Vivian is proud to bring you this Lyman Raiders broadcast. Dakotaland Birdseed is a locally owned business producing a South Dakota product direct from our own land. Dakotaland Birdseed is currently buying sunflowers and millet from area producers. Call them to find out more at 683-4175. Proud of the successes and hard work Lyman Raiders athletes show in and out of school activities. Dakotaland Birdseed is behind you. Good luck, Raiders.
The Huron Arena as we go to the second period, and the first possession for Aberdeen Christian ending in a little jump hook inside for Caden Clark as he puts his second field goal home. Little contact on the drive here by Colton Collins. Shot up no good as he goes for the rebound. He'll knock it away and it's out of bounds. Well, there was contact there, but the whistle non-existent on that instance. 11-10, Aberdeen Christian leading. Raiders only shoot 3 of 7 in that first period, whereas Christian goes 4 out of 13, but that includes 0 for 7 from long range. Sam McClanahan knocked a dribble loose, but possession maintained. There's another running hook for Clark, but this one up no good. Same shot he just hit a moment ago. Not this time, though. Up ahead goes Isaac Thomas, meeting up with Clark. Fades away, may have forced that one a little bit. Lyman's got to be a little more patient, I believe. Kind of like they were in that first quarter of play. 0 for 2 so far since that quarter break. 6:45 counting down. Here's a pull-up jumper from the free throw line. That's no good. Toby Estes starting the second period. Down with a rebound and the miss by Andrew Brennan. Raiders on the other end of the floor with it, trailing by one, looking to go up by two as it's a three ball down for Sam McClanahan. His first field goal good. Lyman back in front, 13-11. Into the lane, Brennan stops on a dime, kicks out a long air ball three from the corner, but caught by Weaker underneath. and fouled on a reverse putback. That didn't go, but he does go to the free throw line off of a Blake Rich miss from the left corner. Then the foul here for the Raiders going to be whistled on Colton Collins. That'll be his second personal as Weaker wastes little time. He gets his first free throw up and good. Ethan Russell going to check in at two fouls in that first period. Now coming out is Blake Rich, or coming back in is Blake Rich. Back to the bench, and the second free throw good for Weaker, and we've got another tie, 13-13. Raiders want to move quickly up the floor off of the made bucket, but Knights get back as well, 13-13. Weaker with a strip steal of Jacob Sazu. Contact in across the way, shot up no good on the miss, and we'll have a jump ball called here. Collins had it, but he will get the rebound off of that miss as the arrow belongs to the Lyman Raiders, 13-13. That would be the Munsters' favorite basketball score, if you're old enough to know what that's all about. Cooper Garnas, as the Raiders get to half court, going to take a timeout here. Our first timeout in the ball game as timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Agtegra. Reminding you to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start by contacting your local Agtegra cooperative today. 5:46 to go, second quarter, 13 all. This is the Sodak 16. We're back in a minute on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Sam McClanahan show as he takes the inbound, makes his way up the left side of the court, finds his way into the paint, puts a 10-footer up and good. The Raiders take the lead back at 15-13 here on KPLO. Penetration, dribble drive, and a feed from Brennan to Clark, and the big fella puts one up and in to tie this one up again at 15-all. Outside of 5 minutes to go here in the second period. Here's Kobe Estes. Turns around to the right elbow, shot up, no good. That was his first shot attempt of the evening. 15-all, Brennan. Boy, got a good crossover step, got around the defense. And the running scoop is up and good. Right hand, left side. Andrew Brennan's first two. Lead change number 6 early on in this one. 4:40 to go in the first half, 17-15, Knight. Posting up is Estes. Fades away, shot up, too strong, tipped up and in, and that's Colton Collins, I believe it was. Sazu was in the mix, but I think that was Colton Collins. Excellent play for Colton there. The first offensive rebound for Lyman, but here's a feed over, and Ethan Russell, proven scorer, he gets a 3-ball down, the feed from Andrew Brennan. And the Knights are back up by 3 again, 20-17. Looking for the answer is McClanahan, and he has his second straight. Stockton with 8 points in the quarter. Tie this one up again, 20-20. Halfway through. This is for 3, and that's Weaker. And that is a 2. I thought he might have had a foot on the arc. One official called it a 3. The official to our right said, nope, that is a 2. So a good look there and a good job well done by the officials to get the call right. So a 22-20 Aberdeen Christian lead. Suddenly the scoring picking up here in the second quarter. 3:45 and counting down. A little play stoppage I was thinking got Aberdeen Christian a chance to make a substitution, but their starting five is all in there now. Here's Isaac Thomas. Maybe he was the one coming back in. Three for McClanahan again, but this one no good. Thought he was feeling that feeling, but he had to rush that one a little bit, and the rebound ricocheted out of bounds. Two-point night lead, 22-20. 3:24 counting down. Good game so far. A lot of ties, a lot of lead changes. Brennan wants three for the Knights, and that is good. That's three in a row hit by Aberdeen Christian, and a timeout will be taken once again, this time again by the Knights, or by the Raiders. A 60-second Agtegra timeout with 3:14 to go. 25-20, the Knights here in the first half. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Welcome back out of the Agtegra timeout. A nice feed for the Raiders as McClanahan feeds underneath. Basket scored by Stockton McClanahan. Sam to Stockton for the bucket. And Lyman stops a little bit of a run. But looking for more are the Knights as they'll get another mid-range jumper down this time. Brennan hitting from the free throw line right side. 5-point lead again for Aberdeen Christian, who's really heated up. They've hit a couple of threes. They hit another one with a toe on the line. Tip and Russell had a steal, but a nice job to get it back for Thomas. He'll get the basketball back from Estes in the corner, but the three ball this time is no good. Malik Weaker controls the rebound for Aberdeen Christian. 2:10 to go, second period. Lyman needs a defensive stop, but right now kind of hoping Aberdeen Christian goes a little bit colder. Cools off a little bit, perhaps, on the floor. On the move here, Isaacson. He'll dump it down low. Clark, he'll back off. 10-footer on the baseline. Misses off the right side. Caught on the fly by Thomas. Clark had a good look, but he missed that one horizontally rather than lengthwise and vertically. Here's Estes on the kick out. McClanahan wanted another three. Nope, this was Stockton looking for a long one, but that one misses as well. So as the Knights miss one, so too do the Raiders, and it's still a 5-point lead. Aberdeen Christian is Ethan Russell coming out and Blake Rich back in for Aberdeen Christian. Minute 38 to go. We're in the second quarter. Lyman led 10-9 at the end of a fairly low scoring first period, but so far an 18-12 advantage in the second period with a minute and a half counting down. The advantage to Aberdeen Christian. Somebody left Brennan wide open on the left wing. He hits another three. Three of them from long range hit in the last few minutes for Aberdeen Christian to open this one up. And another timeout going to be taken by Lyman. Well, Cooper Garnos does do this. He'll take timeouts in droves. Now he wants another full timeout. A minute 10 left here. Agtegra maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your Agtegra cooperative today. Back in another minute on KPLO.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Well, a timeout. The third one taken by the Raiders here was ending in a steal by Aberdeen Christian, but now it is McClanahan who turns the tide and returns the favor. Sam McClanahan with a breakaway layup. As the Raiders got it back, that's a big basket for Lyman. They kind of needed that one. Now trailing by six. Looking for three more, though, is weaker. That's no good. Lyman will rebound. Jacob Sazu coming down with this one. Got clipped. I'm surprised no whistle there, but shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go. Counting down the end of the first half here. Lyman trailing by six. Sazu in the corner left side. Bring it back out for a bit of a reset. Sam McClanahan on the wing. Wants to lob underneath, and he overshoots his intended target, Isaac Thomas. It'll be taken on the backside by Brennan. Thomas will run into him, and that'll be a foul to Isaac Thomas. Only the fourth for the Raiders in this first half. So no free throws coming. 8.5 seconds to go the length of the floor for Aberdeen Christian. Try to add to a 30-24 lead. Only other game going on in Class B is Potter County and Ethan on KMLO. Clark for three in the corner to finish the first half, and it's good. And a three-point barrage by the Aberdeen Christian Knights in the second quarter will give them a bit of a cushion as we go to halftime. On the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, it's Christian 33 and the Lyman Raiders 24. Scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. The lot of farm machinery and equipment is available as well online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. As we pause for 3 minutes and head into our Buy Right Seeds halftime break, you're listening to the SODAC 16 on KPLO 94.5 FM, 100.5 Pierre, Fort Pierre, and DRGNews.com.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
To our Buy Right Seats halftime report, brought to you by your Buy Right Seats dealers in Central South Dakota, Lyman and Aberdeen Christian, back and forth several times here in this first half. But that run of three pointers for Aberdeen Christian gets them a comfortable lead right now at 9. It's 33-24 as they outscore the Raiders to the tune of 24-14 in that second period. Lyman hitting 6 of 13 shots in that second quarter, going 9 of 20 in the first period. That's not all that bad. They go 3 of 6, actually 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, and a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Sam McClanahan leading the way with 10 points, including both threes for Lyman. Colton Collins next in line with 6. Stockton McClanahan and Isaac Thomas both with 4 points in that first half. And for Aberdeen Christian, as we mentioned, who went 0 for 7 from outside the arc in the first quarter, including included in 4 of 13 overall. Well, they stepped it up, going 9 of 15 in that second period. They go 4 of 6 from beyond the arc, so overall 4 of 13 from downtown on the floor overall as well, 13 out of 28, and they've hit all three of their free throw attempts as well. Andrew Brennan comes up with that 10-point flurry into the second period, as he will lead the Knights, including a couple of those threes. Ethan Russell next in line. Let's make it Caden Clark with that last three-pointer from the left corner with 9 points. Ethan Russell with 8. Malik Weaker with 4, but he's done a lot of other good things, and Jackson Isaacson has 2. Ironically, in that last three-pointer, Caden Clark, who missed a mid-range jumper off the mark to the right and airballed his previous shot attempt. Well, boy, he was on target on that last one to give Aberdeen Christian that real surge going into this halftime break and in a 9-point lead. Raiders have an 11-10 rebounding advantage overall, but a 4-1 edge in the offensive end goes to Aberdeen Christian. Malik Weaker with 7 rebounds overall to lead the way for Christian, where Toby Estes has 3 rebounds and a couple of others with 2 each for Lyman. Raiders have turned it over 5 times, including 4 Weaker steals for Aberdeen Christian. 3 turnovers by the Knights, including a couple of Lyman steals, and a 7-3 advantage in the assist column for Aberdeen Christian. 3 assists to lead for Andrew Brennan. 3 assists for the Raiders, 2 of which come from Stockton McClanahan unofficially. They do have official stats, but quicker for me, I guess, to read off my own here in this halftime break. Let's take a 2-minute break. We've got more coming up. Checking in on other Sodak 16 scores, among other things, as our Buy Right Seats halftime continues here from the Huron Arena, the Sodak 16 on KPLO and DRGNews.com.
staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Dakotaland Birdseed in Vivian is proud to bring you this Lyman Raiders broadcast. Dakotaland Birdseed is a locally owned business producing a South Dakota product direct from our own land. Dakotaland Birdseed is currently buying sunflowers and millet from area producers. Call them to find out more at 683-4175. Proud of the successes and hard work Lyman Raiders athletes show in and out of school activities. Dakotaland Birdseed is behind you. Good luck, Raiders. Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Chiefs halftime continues here at the Huron Arena. Brian Oakland in place of Darren Boyle tonight. One of four games that we have on DRG Media Group stations this evening. Another one is at halftime on KMLO. The 4 seed Potter County Battlers having no trouble with the 13 seed Ethan Rustlers so far in Redfield. Potter County leading 35-15 at the half. A little bit later on, a little north of here in Huron, Timberlake will take place, take on Freeman Academy Marion. That'll be at James Valley Christian High School. That'll be on Star 99 on DRG Media Group stations. And the Stanley County Buffaloes are into the first SODAC 16 in their school's history as they go up against the number 2 seed in Class A, St. Thomas More, in a matchup that is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock as well. That'll be on KGFX. The only other scores that we have, the only game going on in Class A at the Sanford Pentagon right now, Sioux Valley leading Hanson 35-24 at the half. And in Class B, we gave you the Potter County score. Platte Geddes is off to a 7-4 lead over Wabe Summit in Sioux Falls. And White River has a 3-2 lead on Harding County in the first couple of minutes in Kadoka. The Tigers looking for their 17th straight trip to the State B basketball tournament. First possession of the second half ends in a miss from 3-point range by Ethan Russell in the corner as the Raiders get that rebound, but Andrew Brennan takes a steal away. They'll push it up ahead, and Malik Weaker will score on a runner left side. So action going both ways there, as it turns out, but it is the Knights who strike first. The opening tip of the opening throw-in of the second half, like the opening tip of the game, sponsored by Riverview Chevrolet and your friends in Oklahoma, RiverviewFamily.com. The miss by the Raiders on the near side for Stockton McClanahan. Another make here for Malik Weaker in the corner. Three ball down, and Aberdeen Christian, who got the offense flowing in that second period, off to a 5-0 start here in the third. They lead 38-24. Cooper Garnos will take another Agtegra timeout here early third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with 6:52 to go in the third. This is SODAC 16 basketball on KPLO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Raider timeout as they try to set something up. Timeout brought to you by Integra in serving cities throughout Central South Dakota. Job well done as Sam McClanahan will feed underneath to Isaac Thomas. He gets the shot up and in over the top of an Aberdeen Christian defender. But on the other end, there goes Ethan Russell. He will score, and then there is a lineman foul to go along with it, and a chance at a three-point play is Toby Estes a little bit late on this one. Everything is going Aberdeen Christian's way since about the three-minute mark of the second period. Russell finishes off the three-point play, 41-26, suddenly a 15-point lead for Aberdeen Christian. McClanahan trying for three, left wing, won't go for Sam. Rebound is down to Caden Clark. Starting five in there for both teams. Here as we begin our second quarter, or second half of play. Weaker for three is up no good, but it's kept alive by Jackson Isaacson. Now back underneath, and a double dribble called here on Andrew Brennan. It really seems like Aberdeen Christian, if you go back to that first quarter, they just took a while to get their feet underneath them and get their bearings straight, so to speak. But, boy, I tell you what, they have really, really been playing well. Here's a lob pass by Sam McClanahan. Too tall for Thomas underneath. Taken on the backside by Malik Weaker. His fourth steal in this game. By the way, first half stats when we gave them at halftime, I had 6 points for Colton Collins. The official stats had Colton with 4 points, 2 points for Jacob Sazu. So we've got Saz for two on the board. Here is Caden Clark driving down the lane, and a floater is up and good. Another bucket down for Aberdeen Christian. On the move here with McClanahan from Colton Collins. Now McClanahan deals off to the lineman bench. Raiders in road black heading towards us here. And Stockton McClanahan got the ball knocked away from him as he wanted to shoot. It'll be knocked away, picked up by the Knights. Three turnovers here in the second half already for the Raiders. And a three ball for Russell up no good. It'll be tipped out to the right side, but putting it on the floor and losing the basketball is Jackson Isaacson. He'll give the rebound here to McClanahan. Stockton brought it this way. Now Sam underneath to Thomas. Back to Sam in traffic. Contact, but no whistle. Sam down two, Weaker off of the miss. Sam McClanahan came up a little bit short. Nice drive, but there was plenty to try to get through there. Now a timeout will be taken by Aberdeen Christian and David Rohrbach. An Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. A 60-second break. Back with more as the Raiders trail big here in the third on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
You know, Now, sometimes in high school basketball, teams ask for 60-second timeout, and they take 30, 35 seconds, and we're back at the action. Good play on the defensive end for Lyman. Sam McClanahan intercepting a baseline pass. Fast break up ahead, and the lead pass to Colton Collins, who is fouled in the act, and he's at the free throw line as Andrew Brennan gets him. Collins to shoot two as he hit two for two earlier, but the first one this time off the mark, shooting towards us in our direction. Jackson Isaacson checking out for the Knights. Blake Rich, first substitution for either team here in the second half. 4:14 to play, third quarter. Second attempt for Collins is good. That miss, by the way, for Colton is the first miss for either team in what was nine tries. Now 9 out of 10 combined for both teams in this game. 43-27 our score. Aberdeen Christian by 16. Hot start to the third quarter. Here's a good job stripping the basketball from Ethan Russell. Takeaway from McClanahan, but up ahead, it is Collins who will get the breakaway layup. And a play that starts with a second straight steal from the Aberdeen Christian end by Sam McClanahan of the Lyman Raiders. Lyman needing that stepping up of the defensive effort. And pretty good job. Now another tip pass and an opportunity. And we'll have a foul called on the Knights as it is McClanahan again who gets a hand on a pass to begin that sequence. Well, the Raiders, obviously, who aren't going to go very deep on their bench, they need a lot of fire in that defense, and they're going to need that the rest of the way. Brennan called for his second personal foul, second team foul for the Knights. Driving down the lane and bouncing off, and a blocking foul called here. Stockton McClanahan will get a trip to the free throw line. And even though Aberdeen Christian called that last time out, Lyman is the team that seems to be a completely different ball club since. Back here in the Huron Arena. Foul is the third personal for Ethan Russell. So a bit of a situation there for one of the top players for the fifth-seeded Aberdeen Christian Knights. Stockton McClanahan, first free throw attempt of the evening, is no good. Russell will have to check out as Andrew Brennan, who was out briefly, coming back in. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Plenty of game to go. Lyman trying to turn the momentum here. Stockton in and out on the second attempt. Rebound pulled down by Caden Clark, and the Knights will head back the other way. On the move, looking for the pit. They steal Stockton. McClanahan didn't get him this time. As the Knights will set up in the half court. Left side to the wing goes Weaker. He gets double teamed. The jump pass back to Clark. He'll penetrate. Kick out. Free ball. Rich and a line drive. It's good. Actually, it's two instead of 2-2. Jackson Isaacson with his first long one of the evening. Looking for the answer. Sam McClanahan. No good this time. Weaker with the rebound. Taken away in the backcourt by Sam McClanahan. Another steal for Sam, but as he tries to feed back to Colton Collins, basketball is kicked by Aberdeen Christian. Collins going to get a break. The inbound comes up top to Toby Estes. Toby's been quiet tonight, scoring-wise. Stockton yields to Jacob Sazu, who just checked in. Now Stockton into traffic, and there will be another foul. This one occurring on the floor. Stockton tried to go in continuation. I think he thinks he's getting free throws, but he's not. Caden Clark guilty of his first. That's four fouls for Aberdeen Christian. Now Stockton on a bounce pass off of the inbound. Drives back to Thomas. He loses the basketball, though, into the hands of Isaacson. Takeaway here for the Knights. Setting up in the half court. Far end of the floor. Isaacson skip pass to the left side. Tries to get it back to Clark. The Lyman defender, Sazu, in the way. Now Thomas is going to clip Caden Clark on a jump pass. And Isaac Thomas will be guilty of the foul here, if I'm not mistaken. And that is his second personal. The inbound here coming to Blake Rich. Stockton McClanahan with the strip and the takeaway on a blocked shot. Up ahead to Sazu. Now Estes for a long three. Good. NBA range for the big man. Toby Estes with his first basket of the night. 46-32. Stockton McClanahan makes that play with a good block shot. And the lead pass up ahead. Lyman trying to keep pace with the Knights here. Again, stepping up their game of late. There's a kick out. Clark DeWeeker open for three and good. And a timeout taken again here by David Rohrbach and the Aberdeen Christian Knights as they up their lead right back up to 17. 49-32, a 30-second Agtegra timeout here with a minute 37 to go. Quarter number three, we're back in 30 to Sodak 16 on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Raiders working it inside. Estes in traffic. It's a bump on the shot. He'll go up to the free throw line. Shot missed off the back of the rim. So Estes will shoot two instead of an and one here. First one's good. Foul goes to Connor Furman, who is a 6'4 freshman who literally just checked into the game for the first time. Estes, good roll on the second one. The last five for the Raiders go to the 6'7 senior, Toby Estes. Andrew Brennan across the timeline. The Raiders continuing to give chase. 49-34, our score here. Malik Weaker on the top of the key. Passes to the half circle and another kick out. Three ball, good. It's Clark to Isaacson for three. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. The Raiders are leaving somebody open on that Aberdeen Christian end on almost every trip. Zazu off balance, tried a shot. It's blocked by Clark. He'll take it up ahead. And on the move, Weaker will be hit, and he'll go to the free throw line. One of the things that Cooper Garnos and I talked about in Keys to Success is covering all points in the half court. That includes the perimeter, these good three-point shooters. Well, Christian has gotten hot in the second and third periods. Weaker on the drive is fouled on the floor by Jacob Sazu, so they'll have a throw-in off the right side of the key underneath. Substitution, I believe, brought Ethan Russell out. Here's Isaacson from the right elbow, the free throw line. That's no good. Sam McClanahan down with the rebound. But now Isaacson takes it away, and he's got a breakaway, and the floater is up and good. Boy, I thought he lost that one going up. It looked like it was going to miss from this angle, but comes down to the right side. That is the biggest lead of the night for Aberdeen Christian. Now 54-34. A game that was a 9-point affair at halftime. Here's McClanahan. Backdoor lob to Sazu on the baseline to Thomas. Now Sam over. Shot. Free ball here for three at the end of the corner from Riker Shoal. Rims in and out, no good, and our third quarter comes to an end. And the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, Aberdeen Christian, means business as they lead the Raiders 54-34. Scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, the lot to farm machinery and equipment on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 60 seconds, we'll go to the fourth of the Huron Arena when we return with more than the Sodak 16 on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party.
it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm, and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Raiders is Colton Collins drove, but he misses the shot. Now on the other end of the floor, a miss for Malik Weaker. The long two-point range. Sam McClanahan rebounds. Raiders heading towards us. McClanahan inside. Thomas to Collins. His three-pointer off the mark. Malik Weaker with another rebound underneath. A 21-10 advantage in that third period for Aberdeen Christian, who outscored the Raiders 24-14 in the second quarter. All told, 45-24 in the middle two stanzas for Aberdeen Christian, has them up by 20 now. After we had six ties and six lead changes in that first quarter, there's a pretty reverse on the baseline, left to right. Right-handed scoop is up and good for Ethan Russell. It continues. They help the Knights pour it on. On the move, McClanahan across the baseline. Collins forces one up over the defense. That's good, and a timeout to be taken. The last timeout to be called here by the Lyman Raiders. 6:37 to play in this one. A 30-second timeout sponsored by AgTegra and your local AgTegra cooperative. We're back in a 20-point ball game on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
AgTegra reminds you, acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Out of the AgTegra timeout. Brian Oakland here for Darren Boyle tonight. Tough game for the Lyman Raiders after a pretty decent start. There's a good defensive play, though, out of the inbound or out of the timeout. Stockton McClanahan with the block shot. Turnaround for Riker Scholl is no good, as that one also blocked by Caden Clark. What a good play from McClanahan on that blocked shot, but Clark returns the favor, and the Raiders will lose this one out of bounds. So the Knights will have it again. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. 56-36. It has turned in to an all Aberdeen Christian night. And a foul going to be coming here as a backdoor pass. Weaker looking for Russell and to meet him is Colton Collins, who picks up his third personal foul. Collins almost had all ball, but got a little too much of the hands there too. They called that on the shot. I don't think there was even a shot attempt, although there was going to be, but I think Collins prevented that. Ethan Russell, though, misses the first. Second one is good. The lead ups to 21, but here come the Raiders quickly, although a pass too long for Collins will land out of bounds. Well, Lyman obviously trying to get some points as quickly as they possibly can. Here's a trip up inadvertent for Sazu, but he'll pick up his second personal now. Team foul number 5 for Lyman to match the Christian total. Just under 6 minutes to go in this one. A 57-36 lead. Aberdeen Christian, who went to the state tournament as a 7 seed a year ago, pulled a couple of upsets, met up with DeSmet in the state championship, finally met their match. Number 1 DeSmet is the top seed this year. They'll take on Chester area, in fact, after this game in the Huron Arena a little bit later on. 15 on the shot clock here for the Knights. Kick out, Weaker for 3, no good, top of the key. Sazu underneath will pull down the rebound. Raiders with a defensive stop, heading far court to near. Stockton to Clanahan, keeping the dribble alive. Scoops, but a little too strong. That one lost control of, perhaps. Brennan down with the rebound for Aberdeen Christian. The Knights may not go very deep to their bench. They haven't really got any other people in there, maybe except for one bench player so far in this game. That's McClanahan with a steal. Stockton up ahead to Sazu. As he tries to get an acrobatic layup to go, he'll be fouled instead and go to the free throw line. Well, the Raider defense still playing hard. They just collected their seventh steal in this game. Andrew Brennan with his third personal to put Sazu at the free throw line. Jacobs' first of two is good. His third point. Just outside of 5 minutes to go. Back to a 20-point game. Sazu looking for one more. A shot is up and goes in. Jacob will check out. The big guy, Toby Estes, back on for Lyman with time starting to run short on their season, even though still plenty of time. But obviously you need a big, big turnaround if you're Lyman in your efforts to try to make a repeat trip to Aberdeen in the Big B, which is a couple of weekends away. Girls will be this weekend, the boys next weekend on St. Paddy's Day weekend. Another reverse here and a nicely done effort for Andrew Brennan. His first bucket of the second half, but quickly come the Raiders, and Isaac Thomas will muscle a shot up and good with a left hand. 59-40 as the teams trade baskets here. 4:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Coming up in the postgame, we'll get all the scores and a big setup for the state tournament. A lot of other KPLO listening area teams in action tonight. Good starts for both White River and Lower Brule and Potter County as well. Weaker tries three, up no good. Coming out of there with it, Sam McClanahan as he moves it ahead, but a pass not handled by Thomas, and we'll have a timeout called by Aberdeen Christian. The running three made by Russell, but we've got a timeout from Agtegra on the floor. 3:56 to play in this one. 60 seconds and we're back. It's 59-40 Aberdeen Christian in Huron on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back again to the Huron Arena. Defense still coming from the Raiders as they get a steal. And no, can't get the putback. The miss of the layup. First miss by Stockton McClanahan. He'll get it back after a Colton Collins miss. McClanahan again cannot get a bunny to fall. But now a whistle and a foul. Again, Stockton with that steal to get that whole thing started. Lyman will have to settle for free throw opportunities. This will be Sam McClanahan on a 1-1, and he hits the front end. And we'll earn another. 59-41, our score here. Sam in double figures with 11, looking for a dozen now, and that's good. First free throws of the night for Sam. 17-point game. Now a backcourt violation as Clark had taken the pass. He gave it back to Weaker, but he had not set his feet into the front court. Came down on the wrong side. Quickly into the lane, going Sam McClanahan, shot up no good. Clark with the rebound, loose ball, then picked up by Aberdeen Christian. 3:13 to go, 17-point game. Just everything that Lyman's been able to do well in stepping up their defense here of late has been answered by Aberdeen Christian. Here's a three for Russell in the right side corner. No good. McClanahan with another rebound. Actually, that was a Collins rebound. Here's a three for Estes that rims across. And Aberdeen Christian with another stop. Every time the Raiders don't score, more time ticks away. And it looks like their season about to come to an end with 2.5 minutes to go. Trailing by 17. Aberdeen Christian playing more deliberately now, or are they? Here's a three ball for Russell, and that misses by a long way, but an awkward bounce off of the pass. Four on the shot clock, or off of the ricochet, I should say. Now a three in the corner, no good. And Russell gets an offensive rebound. He's fouled on the way back up. Oh, my goodness. The bounce is going the way of the Aberdeen Christian Knights in that sequence. Russell takes a quick three. He missed it over the top, and it bounces off the bottom pad of the backboard and gets away from two Raider would-be rebounders. They missed another opportunity. They almost forgot about the shot clock that was still going. By the way, Ethan Russell at the free throw line hits one, and he'll get one more. McClanahan, Stockton with his second personal. Second free throw, no good. Back iron miss, and a rebound down to Sam McClanahan. Sam, up high, three ball, no good. Coming up short, obviously trying to rush the issue, but a takeaway by Thomas in the backcourt. He'll put it up and in. Isaac Thomas. Still causing problems, and we have a whistle here, and another timeout will be taken by the Knights, maybe just to get some new people in. Minute 53 to go. Full timeout, but we'll take 30 here. Agtegra reminding you, Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the SODAC 16 on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Hey, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us to drive sober or get pulled over. You're listening to the SODAC 16 on KPLO, 94.5 FM, Reliance and Chamberlain, 100.5 K263 AW, Pier, Fort Pier. And the Lyman Raiders, with their backs to the wall, still playing hard on the defensive end, but still got a big hill to climb, and a very good Aberdeen Christian Knights squad. Trouble to get it across, but they do the Knights, and they'll play the clock game, spread the floor out. Andrew Brennan gets it to Caden Clark off the left block, but he's in no interest to try to score right away. Waiting for a handoff, he'll give it to Malik Weaker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. As the Raiders continue to play defense, Weaker with a nice drive and a pivot spin. The left-handed scoop is up and good. 62-44 as Collins moves quickly. Up and good for the Raiders. Collins' second bucket in the fourth quarter. He has 11 points. Lyman has three players in double figures, but they've got 10, 11, and 12 out of those three players. Hunting it down, Stockton McClanahan, but the pass, as he went out of bounds, stayed in play. We're in the final minute. And a grab by Estes, a shot up for Weaker, no good, but Toby Estes will commit the foul here. And there are five new Raiders ready to come in. Estes, the senior, you know, I think Toby did kind of a neat thing. He got beat on that drive a little bit, but it was more of an intentional grab, and I think even he realized it's time to get some other people in to get some postseason basketball experience. It is the seventh foul for the Raiders. Let's tell you who's in. Riker Scholl is on for the second time tonight. Darian Carnes, the 5'11 junior. Brent Hood, the 5'10 freshman. Not able to see everybody's numbers. There's Damian Abrahamson, the 6'3 junior. Weaker on a 1-and-1, hits the front end. He'll get one more. There is a player waiting to check in for him. That'll be Connor Furman, and the second free throw, good. Malik Weaker finishing a great night as he'll lead his Aberdeen Christian Knights back to the State B basketball tournament in a couple of weekends. Abe Holscher on for the second time for Aberdeen Christian. Here's Abrahamson. Top of the key, will dump it down underneath the Scholl. He'll step back, shoot one from 16, but that's a little bit short. No good. Rebound down to Joey Johnson for Aberdeen Christian. Now Garrett Pearson, a 6'1 sophomore, will run the point. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much even. Lyman will finish the season 16-7. Aberdeen Christian will win their 20th ball game of this year. Shot clock is on, but it actually is about a half second behind the game clock, so the Knights will let this one run out. 3-2-1, and a well-played ball game by a very good basketball team. The Aberdeen Christian Knights on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard will defeat the Lyman Raiders, the 5 seed over the 12. Your final score, 64-46. A win for the Knights, and they are off to the State B basketball tournament. Scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre on Sale Barn Road with a lot of new and used farm machinery and equipment also available for your perusal at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Well played, Knights. Another fine season for Cooper Garnos and the Lyman Raiders, but a lot of seniors have played their final ball game in black and red. We'll talk about that when we come up in the post game, which will be on the way in 3 minutes. You listen to the Sodak 16 on 94.5 KPLO, live streaming at drgnews.com.
Dakota Land Birdseed in Vivian is proud to bring you this Lyman Raiders broadcast. Dakota Land Birdseed is a locally owned business producing a South Dakota product direct from our own land. Dakota Land Birdseed is currently buying sunflowers and millet from area producers. Call them to find out more at 683-4175. Proud of the successes and hard work Lyman Raiders athletes show in and out of school activities. Dakota Land Birdseed is behind you. Good luck, Raiders.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
More to offer than ever before. It's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. A lot of great basketball played here over the years, and today, well, great basketball certainly played by the number 5 seed, Aberdeen Christian Knights. And this one, a good ball game to start in that first period where we had, even into the second quarter, 6 ties and 6 lead changes, but the last lead change went to the Knights in this one. And they just got hot in that second period, stayed hot when they came out of the halftime break, and just a scoring rush by the Knights that got them running away from the Lyman Raiders in this one, as it all turned out. We mentioned earlier a 45-24 advantage for Aberdeen Christian over Lyman in those middle two quarters. Lyman actually with a 10-9 advantage in the first period, a 12-10 advantage in the fourth quarter, but of course the game a little bit out of reach. Biggest lead of this game, by my memory, was 21 for Aberdeen Christian. Lyman may have led by 2 or 3 at one point in the first period, or maybe early second, but Aberdeen Christian, again, just got hot when it counted and when they needed to, and they really never stopped as they go into the State B tournament with quite a head of steam, even though they'll have to wait about 9 days before they'll play a first-round game. Talking shooting stats in this one. We'll get official stats brought up to us later. What we've got for you now, Aberdeen Christian almost 50% in this game, 24 out of 49 after an 11 of 21 effort on the floor in the second half. They hit 8 of 24 threes in this game, but in the second and the third, when they were hot from the outside, they actually hit 8 of 12. 4 of 6 from long range in both the second and third periods. But overall, 8 of 24 from distance. They go 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Only the starters score in this one for Aberdeen Christian, but all 5 of them in double figures, as it turns out. Malik Weaker with 16 points to lead the way. Ethan Russell will check in with 15, and it'll be 12 points for Andrew Brennan. He had 10 of those in the second period, including a couple of threes that really got Christian off and running, and running away, if you will, from the Lyman Raiders. Caden Clark will finish with 11. Jackson Isaacson with 10. All 5 in double figures, but no bench scoring tonight for the Knights in this one as they top out at 64 on the board. For the Raiders, as they go 7 of 25 in the second half. Keep in mind a big deficit, as it turns out, and they start rushing shots quite a bit in that fourth quarter. They did go 4 of 16, really trying to make plays out of aggressiveness and just trying to out-hustle Aberdeen Christian. I think there were some times where Lyman was doing exactly that, but again, just not enough field goals to be made. They'll shoot 16 of 45 in this game, estimating 35-37%. Somewhere in there. 3 of 13 from outside the arc, and 11 of 14, pretty good job when they got to the free throw line, but again, just not enough in that department. Sam McClanahan leads 3 double-figure scorers for Lyman, as he'll check in with 12 points. Colton Collins will come in with 11. Isaac Thomas muscles his way to 10 points. Toby Estes held to 5 tonight, all of that in the third period. And Stockton McClanahan with 4 points. Jacob Sazu with 4 points off the bench as well. 64-46, the final in this one. 26-24 unofficially, the rebounding advantage to the Knights, including a 6-4 edge in the offensive end. Malik Weaker to go with his team leading and game high 16 points. I've got him with 12 rebounds as well. Stockton McClanahan leading the Raiders with six unofficially. 12-11, the turnover battle, won or lost, however you want to look at it. I've got the Knights with 12 and the Raiders with 11, but Aberdeen Christian with 10 assists compared to six for Lyman as well. Lyman led 10-9 at the end of one quarter, but that three-point barrage by the Knights put them up 33-24 into halftime. They extended that to a 20-point lead at the end of three, 54-34. Lyman gets 2 points back in that advantage in the fourth quarter, but your final score, once again, 64-46. Plenty more to talk about here in the postgame, as we'll take another two-minute break. We'll get big plays to talk about. We've got your player of the game to award, some postgame hardware, and, of course, a check-in on other teams from our listening area that are in battle or about to do battle tonight and the state tournament to set up. So still plenty more to come in our postgame here on KPLO from the Sodak 16.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
We continue our post-game show, the Sodak 16. This matchup won by the Aberdeen Christian Knights, 64-46. Brian Oakman for Darren Boyle tonight. Darren, be back in action. We certainly hope. Hopefully everything gets that voice singing clear once again when he covers the White River Lady Tigers at the State B basketball tournament in Watertown coming up this weekend. Pre-game show, post-game show continues as we've got some things to talk about. And let's start with the big plays of the game. Big plays are sponsored by the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big, and Aberdeen Christian played awfully big tonight in the middle stages of this game. We'll recap our big plays of the game after you hear this from the Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Big plays of the game from the Golden Buffalo, and this one had to be in that second quarter when Aberdeen Christian, who went 0-for-7 from outside the arc in the first period, started to do what they do, and that is hit shots from the perimeter. That is normally their MO. Coach Cooper Garnos knew that would be the case. We talked in the pregame about covering all points in the front court, but even as as the Knights were able to swing the passes around. They got the ball inside quite a bit, but that defense just could not cover the kickouts, and that's when Christian started to hit those threes. They hit four in the second period, two especially by Andrew Brennan, which I thought were big. Ethan Russell and Caden Clark hit when Clark's came at the end of the second period that sent Aberdeen Christian into the locker room with a 9-point lead, but those two by Andrew Brennan were the big ones, and they just kept that on going with Jackson Isaacson hitting a couple and Malik Weaker hitting a couple threes. Same style of play, kick into the middle, and then Caden Clark especially finding the open man. Clark had four assists in this game on my stat sheet, and a lot of those, in fact, three of those four coming out of those four threes that the Knights hit in that third quarter. And that's how that lead just started to build. And Lyman obviously had to start pressing a little bit, perhaps, and they started rushing their shots. And that's never a good thing when you have to rush. But certainly it wasn't for a lack of hustle by the Raiders tonight. But those big three-pointers in the second and then the third quarters as well are your big plays of the game. They're sponsored by the Golden Buffalo in Lower Brule. By the way, the Golden Buffalo sponsors the DRG News app, which you can download for your iPhones and Androids and play this game back or any of our games that we've broadcasted and videoed for you, live streamed, now streaming on demand through the DRG News app and drgnews.com. And with that, we'll talk about players of the game. Players of the game sponsored by CHS River Plains as they are serving cities throughout Central South Dakota. Going to keep it local with the Lyman Raiders, but certainly for Aberdeen Christian, five players in double figures. All of them happen to be the starters, and no bench scoring in this one. But Malik Weaker, who wasn't the leading scorer, he only had 4 points in the first half, but he had rebounding stats, and he had steals, and was dishing assists as well. This guy had a really good all-around game. He does finish with 16 points with a good third and fourth quarter, and we mentioned he hit a couple of threes in that third quarter, but I have him at 12 rebounds. Actually, the official stats had Weaker with 9 rebounds, but I also have him with 4 steals, and the official stats also have Weaker with 4 steals, and that was a big part of what the Knights were able to do defensively. So if we were going in that direction, Malik Weaker would be our player of the game. And good job from the other guys. Brennan, as we mentioned, with that big 10-point surge in the second period that really helped Aberdeen Christian open things up to that fairly comfortable 9-point margin at halftime. He would get a pat on the back as well. Caden Clark, who had one ugly miss from the baseline, but when he hit that three to close out the first half, kind of got him going, and he played a good ball game tonight as well for the winning squad. For the Lyman Raiders, though, we've got some guys to talk about, and we will think about that. You'll hear this from CHS River Plains, and your player of the game from the Lyman Raiders standpoint in their final game of the season comes back after this from CHS River Plains.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgiski and Jason Uke are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
CHS River Plains, as we have, pretty good performances here for the Lyman Raiders. Three double-figure scores, and again, a lot of hustle among these guys. And Isaac Thomas, I thought, played a strong game. He played about as physical as he could inside. Colton Collins helping that speed game. Sam McClanahan as well. Those are your three double-figure scores. Thought Stockton McClanahan played a pretty good game, especially when hustle was in order a little bit more in the second half. You know, I'm giving official stats, and Stockton McClanahan, they only had him with 2 rebounds in this game. I've got him with 6, and I would say at least had 5. I might have given him one extra one, but Stockton did a good job. Jacob Sazu, another decent game off the bench. Quiet night for Toby Estes, unfortunately, but is just one of those games where tonight belonged to the other guys rather than to the Lyman Raiders. But leading the way, Sam McClanahan got a couple of threes in that second quarter. He scored 10 points in the first half, was held to just a couple of free throws in the second half, but still, Sam had a run of four steals. I have him with five steals in this game, and well, the official stats don't have that, but Sam was certainly leading the that hustle and that defensive edge effort in that second half as well. Pretty good effort for Sam McClanahan. I've even got him at three assists, but the official stats probably don't have that either. They had the whole team with three assists. That's why I always do unofficial stats, if you catch my drift on that one. But Sam McClanahan will be our player of the game, the 6 foot senior with one more t-shirt heading his way, sponsored by CHS River Plains and KPLO Sports, as the Raiders season comes to an end. 16-7 on the season, the 20-3 fifth seeded Aberdeen Christian Knights move on to the state tournament with a 64-46 victory. Well, let's take a final break, and we'll come back, and we will get you set up for state tournament. We'll check in on other scores. Potter County has won. Lower Brule and White River are in very good shape to return to the state B tournament, and we'll check in on other Central South Dakota teams as well in our final segment coming back as you listen to the SODAC 16 postgame on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Place for a good meal as well. Jet Lanes, and basketball's always a good time, although tonight it's just wasn't the night for the Lyman Raiders. Two teams that both wanted to return to the state B basketball tournament, but only one can go. It'll be Aberdeen Christian. Take a look at scores. Here's what else is going on. Christian knocking off Lyman, but Potter County is getting into the state B tournament. They lost to Lower Brule in the SODAC 16 a year ago, but they are a very good, fast, good shooting, a lot of talent team that'll be heading back there. The fourth-seeded Battlers easily defeating the Ethan Rustlers in Redfield tonight, 78-47. So Potter County will go to the state tournament. Those are the only two Class B games that are done right now. Lower Brule has just started the fourth quarter playing at the Chamberlain Armory, and the Sioux have a 57-40 lead over the 15-seeded Vibert Hurley. White River, the 3-seed, is in good shape. 22-point advantage on Harding County, 59-37, as the Tigers are looking to go back to the state tournament for the 17th year in a row. There are double-A teams, a lot of them who can't do things like that, and it's a lot easier to go to the state tournament than Class AA, but here's White River continuing to do what they do in Class B. We'll hope to have coverage of both Lower Brule and White River from the State B tournament next week, assuming they go on and win their respective games. Platte Geddes was down early, but they're trying to make a comeback. They're in the fourth quarter, still trailing by 10. Wabe Summit leading 44-34. The Lyman Raiders saw Wabe Summit in an earlier season event, and they found out just how good that team is. Platte Geddes finding that same thing out in Sioux Falls at Roosevelt High School. And the Burke Cougars are in a struggle at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They're early in the fourth quarter. Castlewood, the 9-seed, leading Burke 51-25. Also going on here in Huron up north at James Valley Christian High School, the 11-seeded Timberlake Panthers having a bit of a struggle against Freeman Academy Marion. They're late in the first half. Freeman Academy Marion leading 33-22. That game is on DRG Media Group's Star 99. 99.5 FM up north. You can find it on the Star 99 page of drgnews.com as well. And just underway, the top seed, defending champion, Desmet Bulldogs, 2 minutes in, have a 2-0 lead on the 16 seed, Chester Area. White River now upping their lead to 63-39 over Harding County as well. Those are the scores that we have in Class B. Let's check in on Class A. The only game completed so far, Sioux Valley, the 7 seed, defeat the 10 seed Hanson 64-34. So a big win for Sioux Valley there. Hanson, a team that Lyman had controlled in the Hanson Classic earlier this season. One game going on that's on KGFX. The Stanley County Buffaloes struggling a bit at half as they trail the 2 seed St. Thomas More 26-11. And again, that's on KGFX AM and 103.1 FM if you're in straight in central South Dakota. Top seed Dakota Valley in a battle with Madison 33-25 late first half. Flandreau and Clark Willow Lake. Flandreau the 4 seed. Clark Willow Lake the 13 are tied at half at 18 apiece. No updates yet for Winter, the 3rd seed, taking on Red Cloud. They're following, in fact, that White River Harding County game in Kadoka. So good luck to the once-beaten Winter Warriors on that one coming up. T Area and Sioux Falls Christian coming up at the Pentagon. The 6-11 game has Groton Area against Mount Vernon Plankinton. Good luck to the Titans in that one. And also from the KPLO listening area, also Rapid City Christian and Lakota Tech, the 8 versus 9 seed. They're playing in Wall, tipping off right about now, in fact, and that's the Class A schedule. Well, let's give you the Class B schedule for the girls' state basketball tournament coming up. That'll feature the White River Tigers here on KPLO starting Thursday. That'll be the second game of the opening session. The defending champion, White River, is the 5th seed in that tournament. They'll take on number 4, Corsica Stickney. You remember last year, those two teams met in this very gym where we are now in the Huron Arena, and Malia Estes hit that game winner to send White River into the championship game. They dominated Castlewood that night. They'll try to repeat once again, but of course, a little bit tougher without Kaylin Valandra-Pru helping to run the show this year. Corsica Stickney, you can bet, will be out for a little revenge in that first round game. Should be a good one. Hopefully Darren Boyle will be ready to go from the Watertown Civic Arena on Thursday. He'll be on the air at about 1:30 with a pregame 1:45. The opening tip as we'll follow White River in the state girls tournament. First game of that tournament has Aberdeen Roncalli taking on Byberg Hurley. Roncalli is the top seed. DeSmet, the girls are pretty good, just like the boys that we're seeing here at Huron now. DeSmet, the 2 seed, takes on Aberdeen Christian. So Aberdeen Christian's boys are going. Their girls are already in the state B. And the Wall Eagles, the 3rd seed, 21-2, take on number 6 Faith at 18-5 in the nightcap in Watertown. That's the girls' State B tournament. And again, White River, Corsica, Stickney here on KPLO at about 1:45 in the afternoon. Hope you can join Darren in company for that one. We want to thank Caleb Brozek for doing our live ticket video streaming for live ticket. And on the KPLO page of drgnews.com, Caleb is actually still live streaming for this game, DeSmet and Chester, that has the Bulldogs out to a 12-2 lead now halfway through quarter number one. And for John Neff, who, as always, runs the show in studio here for 94.5. On behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, we remind you that it's time to slow down and think twice in case of ice. Remember to buckle up to the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Our thanks to Terry Roeder, to the Huron High School Athletic Director, as always, for the hospitality that he provides when we come here. I actually happen to be here quite a bit through the course of the season, and always treated with a great deal of hospitality here at the Huron Arena. Reminder that this playoff game has been brought to you by 94.5 KPLO. Our advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association, no rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. Your final score on the Sodak 16, Darren Boyle sails scoreboard. The Lyman Raiders season comes to an end with a 64-46 loss to the Aberdeen Christian Knights. Our coverage of the Lyman Raiders here at the Sodak 16 from Huron has been made possible by Byrie Brothers, by Chamberlain Ready Mix, and Oasis Pump and Pack, Statewide Ag, KPI Insurance, and Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, by Dakota Land Bird Seed, Dakota Prairie Bank, Rumen Ag, BJ's Food Center, Halverson Oil, and Kennebec Telephone. With announcements throughout, reminders from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. coverage of high school sports on KPLO, brought to you in part by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. And our coverage of high school sports within the broadcast made possible by the Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, Buy Right Seed, Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS, River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Once again, your Darren Boyle Sales final scoreboard, Aberdeen Christian 64 and the Lyman Raiders 46. For Darren Boyle and for John Neff in studio, I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. Good luck to the rest of Central South Dakota teams and to the White River Lady Tigers this weekend from the State B here on KPLO-FM. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.